This is Raymond Cass. I've called this section of the tape Alien Voices because the utterances have a harsh, robotic, and rather stern character. There is no longer disputing the fact that the voices exist objectively on tape, but their origin is still obscure. My voices are clear and dramatic, but worldwide experimenters are picking up thousands of voices, many purporting to be the voices of the dead. I have many of these, plus one outstanding example of an entity still in a body of flesh. Listening to the voices to follow, one has an immediate impression of an alien intervention, as though their advanced technology was contributing to the opening of a window between two existences. The Scottish astronomer Duncan Lunan postulated the existence of alien probes already parked in the solar system and lying dormant in waiting until the turn of the century, when terrestrial radio transmissions would activate their sensors. And this alerted the alien intelligence to the emergence of earthly beings, ourselves, of rather belligerent and warlike character. A leading American scientist, Professor Dierdorf, rejected the concept of an unbridgeable gulf between the stars and the Earth, and he also postulated the concept of aliens already in our system, and probing and contacting selected individuals in tentative forays as a prelude to a more general contact, while seeking to disarm governments and authorities who would like to suppress the contact. The controversy still raging over the Roswell incident and the almost certain cover-up by governments is an indication of the explosive character of these alien interventions. Here's a harsh voice in answer to an unspoken query of mine regarding a long negative period in which no voices were received for several months. "Dead machines," proclaims a voice. "Were the parked probes in need of a battery recharge? Were they ticking away inactively, pending a new phase as part of a revised alien strategy?" This male voice is unequivocal, decisive, unearthly. Here it is.